Hello, Raider fans. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. First and foremost, we have to say congratulations to the Bay Area's own Oakland A's winning the American League West Championships. Now, they got off to a little bit of a slow start. However, looks like they're going to have a fantastic finish. Now, let's check in with host of the Raiders Report, JT the Brick, to get the current status of the Oakland Raiders.
Thanks, Jeanette. The Raiders are on their bye week, but we're busy here at Silver and Black Productions. Head coach Dennis Allen said this was a good time for the bye week as they are going to evaluate their play thus far this year. And the Raiders are 1-3, and they got to get going. The bye week comes as they prepare for the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta. And the Raiders have a lot of work to do. They got to figure out a way to tighten up this defense before they meet up with Matt Ryan. With the cornerback position, the Raiders obviously have to get better. And the defense, led by linebacker Philip Wheeler, is going to have a big game on the road in Atlanta coming off the bye week. Richard Seymour, Tommy Kelly, the entire defensive line has to do a better job at putting pressure on the opposing cornerback. Now, so far this year, we've seen solid play at times from Carson Palmer. His great performance came in the fourth quarter against the Pittsburgh Steelers, but we need to see more of that as we go into the next quarter of the season. Running back Darren McFadden has shown some signs of brilliance, but the offensive line has got to open up bigger holes for him. Darius Heyward-Bey coming off the concussion, the Raiders are looking forward to him coming back, and they're going to have to get more production out of the other wide receivers. Look, this has been a tough start to the year. The organization expected to do much better out of the gate, but there are no excuses around here. The Raiders have to tighten up on defense and play more explosive on offense. Dennis Allen knows what's going on. He's working around the clock with this coaching staff to try to limit mistakes, which they have with the penalties, but they need better play from some of the stars on this team. I look at the next quarter of the season, it's a critical time, and it starts off against the undefeated Atlanta Falcons. If the Raiders can get healthy, get up for that game, and go on the road and shorten the game, they'll have an opportunity to win it late and then get on a roll again as they come back to Oakland. Raider Nation, this is an interesting time for this organization. There's a new era in Oakland. They're evaluating these current players and hoping that they can put players in a better position to win more games as we get into the next quarter of a season that's going to be really important, especially at home in Oakland. Jeanette, I know you're busy on the bye week. I'll throw it back to you.
Thanks, JT. Looks like you're right on point with the Raiders. Now, of course, like you said, we've got the bye week right now. Following that, we'll take on the Falcons in Atlanta, and then we'll have Jacksonville right here at home. And of course, Raider fans, you need to be in the stands so not only can you see the game, but also football's fabulous females for over five decades. We'll be celebrating 50 years of being fabulous on the field. Until next time, I'm Jeanette Thompson for Behind the Shield.